this was my last year in Philadelphia, got into it with Cliff Lee over music. He was on a DL, and you know, the music just happened to be by my lock. It's just where it was center cut, really. And you know, it was open mic DJ, but you also knew, you know, my job is come and get the pulse of the clubhouse. You know, we come in and you playing some slow country music when you by yourself, that's fine. But when we all get in here, you know, our culture is you got some hip hop, some reggaeton, you got some rock, you got some upbeat country, but it can't be the slow. That does not make a clubhouse, you know, at all. So as I found out later, he purposely, you know, came in, put on some country music because the day before, whatever happened here, I don't remember this in all the way, because for me, it wasn't really anything much. But I came in and the music, you know, just I'm looking, you know, I always come in, I look at the clubhouse. I don't just come in right away. I look at the clubhouse and like, nobody's bopping. Nobody's bouncing. It's just like dead. At that point, I'll make a decision. Okay, we need to change the music up. And I'll cut it off and like, hey, anybody have any suggestions? You know, so it's open mic. But he came in, purposely put on the slowest country music he could find, knowing that I was going to come in like, well, this, we don't go play the baseball this with that.
Terrible.
So he does it and he comes in, you know, cut it off. And he says something. I don't even remember what he says. So I wasn't really paying attention. This is what it was. And I was like, man, like, how are you going to decide the music? You know, you're on an injured list. You know, just joking, just like whatever, you know, like anybody else has something,
of course,
you know, to put on. So he took it personally. And the next day, you know, he does it again. And this is after
he wants the confrontation.
Yeah. This is after the second child was born. So the backstory is, you know, this is the first time the baby slept. And it's like, I had a great night's sleep and I'm walking in. And it's funny because, you know, it's something, it's like a fifth or a sixth sense. Like, I feel something's going to happen today.
You just
have that sense. So I came in, but I'm coming off the best night of sleep I've had in months with the newborn. And so I came in and I'm just smiling. I'm like, man, I got the best night of sleep ever. And I walk in, I'm just like, oh, here we go with this damn music again. You know, just really not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
So sure enough, I cut it off and Cliff comes running over and he's barking. And this is towards the end of the year. And you know, I mean, there are times and at the moment I'm thinking, okay, he's going off. I have on flip-flops. So I don't say anything. My back is to him. I just gently and slowly put my shoes on because you can't do anything in flip-flops.
Yeah.
He was in the gym working out, getting pumped up, you know, just lifting, which I found all this part about the story later.
Later,
you know,
right?
He was prepared. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, you get that sixth sense, but it's like, maybe that's just you feeling a certain way, whatever. But sure enough, walked in, there was the energy. And he comes over and he's barking and he's just going off. And the first thing that goes in my mind is, if I finish the season on a DL, that's $11 million down the drain.
Yeah.
I have to finish healthy. They say, if you finish healthy, your option is automatic. It was, you know, it's coming up with my option.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's the first thing going through my mind.
That's it's crazy. Like, that's
like,
pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like, like you're making $33 million and you got 3 or 4 years left. I'm coming up on an option. If I break my hand, it's a wrap.
That's right.
You know, and I can't get traded. That now we're going to talk, you know, well, let's renegotiate the option. We're not going to pick it up. And, you know, all these things are going through your mind. But at the same time, your pride is like,
that's right,
bro, you're not about to keep doing this.
Yeah.
This is 2014. We're out of it. It's like, whatever, at the same time. So I just put on my shoes and I stand up and I'm like, okay, now I'm ready. Like, you talking and, you know, barking, but I'm not dumb enough to sit there and do something because anything can happen. You know, I'm looking, look, I've sparred before. I'm like, this is a total different weight class. So I'm going to have to try to get you down as soon as possible. And we're right here in the locker and, you know, just anything can happen, Ron.
That's right.
So long story short, so I walk over to his locker and he still keeps barking. I was like, talk, you know, what happened? You know, and he talked and he said, you know, well, you said this yesterday. And I was into my mind. I'm like, you really took that to heart?
Yeah.
You know, it like you're injured. You don't have any authority over the radio, period. Everyone does, except for the guys that are injured. If I'm injured and I walk in, y'all playing country, and I'm not playing, there's nothing I can do. It's not in there. So I remember Marlon Byrd after that, you know, he got really upset at the time and was just like, you know, all this stuff you're saying to Jay, you're not going to say that to me because Cliff went from, you know, he went from there to you know, to calm me down and realizing the situation, like it wasn't that serious, but what I got out of it is that he was frustrated that he was injured and he wasn't able to perform.
Yeah.
And I just became, you know, the target that day, and it was what it was. But I mean, friction happens in that situation. It was for me, my pride, and $11 million. Yeah, you take it. You can have all that pride. I'm going to secure this bag. End up getting traded to the Dodgers, which was, kind of something already in the works from about mid season, not to the Dodgers, but a trade.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you got $33 million, three times of what I'm making. That's guaranteed. I have an option. So you win, bro.